serving in those organizations around town. And El Paso was a small community then. We probably had slightly over 100,000 people in the town, and you knew most of them.
Now, you said your father's family was Swedish?
Swedish.
And what about your mother's family? What was their ultimate ancestry?
They were originally came from Virginia. So they migrated from Europe and came over there, and largely English. My father's family, as I said, came from Sweden. My I had a great uncle who was the first envoy from Sweden to the Republic of Texas. And, and when he was a bachelor and a very well-educated man, and when he passed away, he left his library, an extensive library. It was the first big library in the University of Texas at Austin. And he has his, they still keep it separate from the rest of the library, have his statutes and all those things about him.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
Cool. A lot of these questions on this questionnaire have to do with words that we'd like you to pronounce or to, you know, give us the word that you would use normally. So,
sure.
What kinds of words did you have for your mother? What did you call your mother?
Mother? Yes, I used the word mother in addressing her.
Mm-hmm. How about your father?
Yes, it was father.
Okay.
I didn't have nicknames for him.
Uh-huh, like mom and dad or?
No.
Okay.
No.
What about your grandparents? Did you know your grandparents very well?
Yes.
Did you have special names for them?
Yes, I did. My mother's mother came out here from Central Texas, oh, 5 or 6 years after the family moved out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I called her Bee Mama. I haven't the foggiest idea where the bee came from, but maybe Big Mama.
Yeah.
But I called her Big Mama, and she was a very religious woman and very, very active in the Big Baptist Church down on Montana Street.
Mm-hmm.
And
how did she become an Episcopalian?
I escaped from the Baptist Church.
Nobody escapes from the Baptist Church. Come on.
I did. I did. And I never went back. They scared me to death with that bathtub and all this ducking.
So did you let them baptize you or not?
Yes. Oh, I had to go through it because of my grandmother. She would have disowned me if I didn't perform. But when we moved up on Copper Street, St. Albans Church over on Elm Street had just been constructed.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids in my neighborhood all went over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just joined with them and went over and got interested in that church over there. Mm-hmm. Simply because of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother had then passed away, so I